Hi, it's Esther here. Recently, I was asked by a client how to pronounce past tense verbs when the ed at the end says d. As you know, ed can say three things. It can say ed, d, or t. If the last sound you hear in the verb, in the past tense verb, is a voiced consonant, or if the last sound you hear in the word is a vowel, the ED says D. The voiced consonants in this case are B, G, J, L, M, N, R for an American accent, V, V, W, and Z. This is the same for all the English accents except for R at the end of a word, and I'll explain that a bit later. The reason it is difficult to pronounce the last voiced consonant in a word followed by ED when it says D is because it is often as if you are pronouncing a consonant blend. A consonant blend being two consonants being said together without a vowel in between them. I'll go through some words now that you can copy and practice with me. The first word is pulled. It's not pulled. You go straight from the L to the D, but pulled. Have a practice yourself. Pulled. The next one goes straight from the M to the D sound. Blamed. And again, blamed. Keep practicing. And the next goes from the V to the D sounds. Moved. And again, moved. The next one is for those practicing an American accent, and it goes from the R to the D sound. Paired. And again, paired. And the next for all the accents goes from the G to the D sound. Wagged. So it's not wagged, wagged. And once more, have a practice. Wagged. I'll do a couple now from where the word goes from a vowel to the D sound. So this one goes from A, the A vowel, to the D sound. Played. And again, played. And now I'll say a word that goes from O to D. Showed. And again, showed. For a British and Australian accent, we'll go back to the word paired, and the R is not pronounced, so it's from air, the air vowel, to the D. Paired. And again, paired. And lastly, I will give you a couple of sentences to practice. So here's sentence number one. I'll leave a space after it for you to practice. He played with his dog, who wagged his tail, excuse me, when the man, excuse me, when the man showed him the ball. I'll say that again. He played with his dog, who wagged his tail when the man showed him the ball. And the last sentence, they pulled their things out, paid the cashier, and moved out of the way. And once more, they pulled their things out, paid the cashier, and moved out of the way. Okay, hope that has helped with your pronouncing your d at the end of verbs when ed says d. Happy practicing. Bye for now.